I want to take a minute to tell you guys about our Patreon page and all of the great stuff that we offer for our pledges. As you guys know, Sleeperwire is a charity working towards the prevention and treatment of chronic Lyme disease. As a Patreon pledge, here's what you can get. The Draft Genius Draft Kit PDF with rankings for all sorts of leagues, priority answers on the live mail sack shows, early access to the Sunday Blitz every Sunday morning during the season, the full Draft Genius Draft Kit, which includes rankings, articles, draft strategies, expert opinions, and more, a Sleeperwire mug, a Sleeperwire t-shirt, automatic entry to a listener league, and automatic entry to the Sleeperwire Pro-Am. Your generosity will help make a difference. Visit www.patreon.com/sleeperwire for more details.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleeperwire Great Debate Show, where we do a quick debate between two players. I am your host, Professor Chris, and you can find me on Twitter at Seymour Sleeperwire. And today, I have a special guest, Joe Pollock from the Fantasy Takeaway Podcast, my second guest ever on a Great Debate Show. Joe, how's it going, man?
It's going great, man. I'm really excited. I love the Great Debate episodes you guys do.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on here. I've been on your show, and you've been on ours, and it's good to have you back, man.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
You guys can find Joe on Twitter at HumanStatSheet, and you can also follow Fantasy Takeaway on there at FFTakeaway. Before we jump into the show, I want to ask you guys to please go to iTunes or Google Play and drop us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice review. It really helps out the show and it enables us to make a bigger difference. What we're going to be doing here is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We'll spend a couple minutes arguing for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we wrap it up with final thoughts on our player. And once again, I want to give you guys a heads up, or just a reminder, that the purpose of this great debate is not for us to convince each other. We're not trying to quote-unquote win the debate. The purpose is to give our listeners legitimate arguments for and against players so you can make an educated decision when it comes to your draft. You know, do I want to draft this guy or this guy? This is going to help you make that decision. And today, we've got a good one. We're doing running backs. We did wide receivers last week. We're going to do running backs this week. We have Jerick McKinnon versus Jordan Howard. I've got McKinnon. Joe has Jordan Howard. And we're going to go ahead and jump in. I'm going to kick us off here. Jerick McKinnon had a great 2017 season, especially when you consider that he was still considered by many just to be a third down back. He had 150 carries for 570 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground, but he added 51 carries for 421 yards and 2 touchdowns through the air, catching 75% of his passes, and he finishes the RB17 in PPR, and that was with only getting 10 carries and 8 receptions through the first 4 games due to Dalvin Cook just flat out being a stud. Once Cook went down with the ACL tear and McKinnon was the lead dog, remember that Latavius Murray was still recovering from an injury those first few weeks that McKinnon had the position, McKinnon was great. He had 14 or more carries the next 3 games until Murray was healthy, averaging 106 yards and a touchdown per game when he was the lead back in the Vikings offense. In 3 of those 4 games, he had well over 20 fantasy points in PPR, finishing in the top 12 each of those weeks. This just goes to show that when Jerick McKinnon is the lead back, he's a great fantasy running back. Well, now he was a free agent. The San Francisco 49ers signed McKinnon in free agency to a 4-year, $30 million contract with $15.7 million guaranteed. That means they are going to use this guy. Kyle Shanahan said in regards to McKinnon, "We looked into all the running backs in free agency, and we thought he was the top guy. So that's who we targeted, and we were happy to get him. You go through it, and you target the top guy, and you do what you've got to do to get him. We're excited to have him." And, you know, Shanahan declared McKinnon the starter as soon as he was signed. Kyle Shanahan's offense has produced an RB1 in 3 straight seasons. Devontae Freeman did it in both 2015 and 2016, and Carlos Hyde was an RB1 last season with the 49ers. Jerick McKinnon is a very, very similar player to Devonta Freeman as well. McKinnon is 5'9" and 205 pounds, while Freeman is 5'8", 206, and Devonta Freeman absolutely thrived in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Carlos Hyde was 6th last season in red zone targets at the running back position behind Kamara, Bell, McCoy, McCaffrey, and Ingram, and McKinnon is a much better receiver than Carlos Hyde. Devonta Freeman, if we go back to 2016, he led the league in red zone targets by running backs back then. Running backs have a ton of success in the red zone, especially through the passing game in Shanahan-led offenses. It seems that Jerick McKinnon is going to be the workhorse for the 49ers. He's been called a three-down... All right, let's go ahead and move into your rebuttal here.
Jerick McKinnon has upside. Nobody should be arguing that. The offense that produced back-to-back top six performances out of Devonta Freeman in 2015 and 2016 will provide anybody with some upside. I just want to caution people that while the last 3 years have been incredible for Shanahan's RB1s, he's had the top back in his system finish outside of the top 20 exactly 50% of the time since becoming an offensive coordinator and later on a head coach. For reference, Broncos coordinator Bill Musgrave has never had a back finish worse than 19 as an OC in his entire career. McKinnon's track record is even scarier than that. In his 4 years in the league, he's finished as running back 17, 27, 58, and 48, and only one of those seasons, 2015, was a year in which Adrian Peterson was on the team and fully healthy. McKinnon only garnered 53% of the carries in a backfield whose primary competition was Matt Asiata. I love McKinnon's talent, I love the scheme, and I love the scheme fit. I just have a lot of trouble pushing for a guy being drafted in the third round that's failed to even crack the top 15 in PPR when PPR is his game, especially when he's going up against a guy who's done it in every year of his career.
All right, let's go ahead and move to Jordan Howard. Joe, kick it off.
Behind only Le'Veon Bell and Ezekiel Elliott, Jordan Howard has the third most rushing yards coming into the league despite playing on the NFL's 15th and 30th ranked offenses in 2016 and 2017, respectively. He's sixth in yards per attempt among backs with at least 250 carries and has the 11th most rushing touchdowns and 9th most fantasy points in PPR at the running back position while playing on the 28th and 29th ranked scoring offenses the last two seasons. He was a great back in a terrible offense. Remember, 2016 and 2017 saw two of the worst receiving cores in all of the league from the Chicago Bears. As a result, Howard saw the 7th most instances of 8 or more defenders in the box in 2017, according to NFL's Next Gen Stats. No longer is that the case. This offseason, the Bears brought in Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Trey Burton, and drafted Anthony Miller to add to Adam Shaheen and Kevin White. I know, Kevin White's never been able to stay healthy, but he was a first-round pick for a reason. Will Tariq Cohen eat into Howard's touches a bit? Sure, but Howard isn't being drafted as a bell cow back. He's being taken as the 26th player and 16th running back off the board. Let's say that again. The 9th highest scoring running back in PPR over the last two seasons is being taken as the 16th running back off the board. Now let's talk about the narrative that Jordan Howard can't catch the ball. I'll be the first to admit that Howard has had some poorly timed drops, but in 2017, Howard's catch percentage was better than Giovanni Bernard, Christian McCaffrey, Melvin Gordon, Jay Ajayi, Ezekiel Elliott, Carlos Hyde. The list goes on. Finally, and most importantly, John Fox, the guy that brought you just 2 playoff victories and 1 Super Bowl appearance with no rings to what was arguably the best 3-year run of offensive football in NFL history in Denver, well, he's gone, and he's gone from Chicago, too, out of the league. Matt Nagy, the guy that brought you Kareem Hunt's PPR running back 4 season in 2017 and turned game manager Alex Smith into number 4 quarterback Alex Smith, well, he's in. Let me just reiterate how good Nagy's offense in 2017 was for fantasy. He produced the QB4 in Alex Smith, the RB4 in Kareem Hunt, and the wide receiver 9 in Tyreek Hill. Nagy...
All right, so Jordan Howard finished as the RB15 last season in PPR. That was purely due to volume. However, that volume was when Howard was pretty much the only offensive weapon the Bears had last season, aside from Tariq Cohen, who had some shining games as a rookie. Cohen is one of the big arguments I have against Howard. He is a truly dynamic weapon with elite speed. He's the size of Darren Sproles, but he's younger, faster, and more elusive. Tariq Cohen is also a phenomenal receiver. I said McKinnon caught 51 balls last season. Cohen caught 53, and he was only on the field for 36% of snaps, and he still performed, and that is going to go up. Marcus Grant just wrote an article comparing Tariq Cohen and Tyreek Hill, who new Bears coach Matt Nagy coached in Kansas City last season. both are considered to be a, quote, Swiss Army knife players, in that they can do and play nearly any position and in any situation. Nagy knows how to use Tyreek Hill. He knew how to use him, and he used him last year, and he will absolutely know how to use Tariq Cohen as well. This is not just Jordan Howard's backfield anymore. The other argument against Howard is just how many weapons the Bears have added. They don't need to just hand him the ball 15 to 20 times a game anymore. They've got some great wide receivers now. As you said, they signed Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel in the offseason. They've still got Kevin White, who we've yet to see, but he's still talented. We just need to see it. And they drafted Anthony Miller, an uber-talented wide receiver, and they signed Trey Burton. This passing game is significantly better than last season, and they simply don't need to give the ball to Howard all the time to be successful. It's not a one-dimensional offense anymore. It's going to be spread around plenty more. Alright, before we move into final thoughts, I want to let you guys know that there are several ways that you can play with us this year. First, the Sleeper Wire Pro-Am, where we have a bunch of pros and big names from around the fantasy football industry in these leagues, including the Fantasy Takeaway podcast. You get a chance to play in leagues with guys like Jake Seeley, Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, Pat Fitzmaurice, and more. A one-time $30 donation gets you automatic entry into the Pro-Am. Additionally, we're going to be running four listener leagues as well, where a $25 donation gets you automatic entry into one of those leagues. Winners of the listener leagues are going to receive signed jerseys from Pristine Auction. Donation can be made through our website, www.sleeperwire.com, or through gofundme.com/robjr. Right now, also, for a limited time, you can get automatic entry into both the Pro-Am and a listener league for $50 instead of a total of $55. And that limited time offer is going to be ending pretty soon, so please go ahead and get those donations in so we can make sure to get you into both of those. Well, let's take it back to final thoughts here, and we're going to take it back to Jerick McKinnon. So, as I was saying before the buzzer cut me off, it seems like Jerick McKinnon is going to be the workhorse for the 49ers. Matt Breida and Joe Williams can't hold a candle to McKinnon's talent. He's got a hold of that backfield already, and the season hasn't even started. And with veteran Pierre Garçon and the speedy Marquise Goodwin stretching the field, McKinnon is not going to be facing stacked boxes all year long. He's going to be great in PPR.
Yeah, my final thoughts for Howard are just that he's done it before. Nagy was incredible for a Chiefs team that was pretty lackluster offensively before his arrival, and we've seen it all over the place. Cohen won't hurt that bad. In fact, sometimes if they're on the field together, he might help Howard's efficiency. If I'm flipping a coin and need some consistency in my lineup, I want Howard. If I'm throwing an absolute Hail Mary, maybe I want McKinnon.
And that is going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. We've got a couple final things before we go. Joe, you got something to say to our listeners, right?
Yeah, right now, for the next 9 days, I believe, we're still allowing signups for our giveaway. You can just go to thefantasytakeaway.com/giveaway, and you can sign up to win a David Johnson jersey. All you got to do is follow our page on Facebook, follow our Twitter handles, you know, just the normal stuff to enter a giveaway. So it's a sweet jersey.
Takeaway and giveaway. I like it.
Yeah, the takeaway giveaway.
Oh, and I want to give you guys a heads up that we are currently updating our website, sleeperwire.com. It's going to be even more streamlined and look even better than it did last season. So stay tuned. We'll let you guys know when that is finished. Please click on the Become a Patron button when it's on there to get some great stuff and to help us out too. You know, we're offering a ton of stuff, giving back to you guys for pledging donations to us and helping out our cause. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Show. I'm on there at Seymour Sleeper Wire. Joe, once again, is on there at Human Stat Sheet. I'm on SleeperBot at Professor Chris and The Fantasy Life at Professor Chris as well. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, guys.